This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few. We'll do all that we can to support them.
COVID-19 officially arrived on our shores on Thursday, February the 27th, 2020. As the case count began to rise, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced on the 12th of March the beginning of the restrictions in this country. While weeks have passed, we have adapted to a new normality, adhering to strict new guidelines in an effort to suppress the virus. But the effects of these new restrictions have not been the same on everyone. This 10-part series looks at the effect that COVID-19 has had on people with disabilities in our community and on their carers. Eugene Crotty from Yall is visually impaired.
At the beginning, it wasn't too bad. Wasn't really worried, really, you know, I suppose like a lot of people, you were wondering what it was all about. But obviously, as time went on and things got worse, then you started to probably worry about things, how things were going to go and how it was going to affect you. And bit by bit, then, you know, everything was then went into a lockdown. So took a little bit of time before you kind of realised exactly what things were like.
I asked Eugene if social distancing was possible for someone who is visually impaired.
It isn't, it isn't. At home, like, you have no problem, like, but obviously meeting people, people would be aware, so they will more social distance from me than I will from them. Sometimes I'd be able to see a person and other times basically not. But I think the person who I'm talking to them or meeting, they will stand away from me more than that. Obviously, if I'm walking downtown or anything like that, there will be another occasion that I will bump off people, but that's with the footpaths on our, that's unavoidable. I've seen myself, you know, the graduation of more and more people, you know, getting out and about and more traffic and everything like that. And, you know, I just think that just because people want to get out and all of that, but I think if we're sensible about things, we'll work it out. But at the moment, I think people are kind of running before they're able to walk.
Was fortunate enough that he did not have to cocoon. He describes how this helped him during the peak of COVID-19.
I was able to get out for walks and I'd rarely, at the start, rarely ever seen, if we met one or two people, it would have been a lot, but obviously they avoided us by stepping aside and things like that. Like, but majority of times came into contact with very, very few people. But in the last few weeks, obviously enough, since the restrictions have been lifted, obviously more and more people now are getting out. I didn't really have too much of a problem kind of being stuck indoors because, as I said, with the walks that I was able to get in and I exercised myself at home, that kind of got me through the days. Talking to a couple of friends of mine and we're just talking about, you know, something similar about people who weren't able to and who used to probably being able to go to gyms and exercise places like that. And the best thing that I ever did was purchase an exercise bike and a rowing machine there last year. And anytime I want to use them, you know, I can go and use them. So when this all happened and, you know, the lockdown came into force, as I said, with this, I was able to exercise with the walking. That definitely was a major help, because without that, yes, I think I would have had a lot of problems. And you can see why people would have had issues with mental health and, you know, going off their head with nothing to do and all of that. There's just so much you can watch on TV, you know, and it comes to a point and, you know, you start going a little bit stir crazy. Didn't really impact really on me, like, as I said, with my disability, thankfully, because of a guide dog, I'm able to get out and not depend on people. You know, if I didn't have a guide dog, then I would have been in major trouble, because you would be depending on people and they probably wouldn't have been too keen of kind of coming too close to you, because obviously with a visually impaired people, he needs to hold your arm when he's walking. So therefore, I would have been in trouble there. But for other disabilities, yes, I suppose they would have had a big problem, like people probably in wheelchairs and other disabilities like that. So, yeah, there wasn't much talk about it, be quite honest about it. And they probably were kind of lost in the background. I thought, like, you know, at the start, it looked grand. Everyone seemed to be, you know, doing what they were supposed to be. But a lot of times there, like, that I saw kind of a lot of traffic around the place. And you were wondering, like, you know, that with the restrictions, like, where was all this traffic going? Like, it just seemed to be kind of an ordinary day sometimes. Like, and obviously when the restrictions kind of were lifted, like, bit by bit, even more and more came out. So up to the date, like, you know, I think we've done very good. But the only thing that I would say is, like, hopefully people, if we're sensible enough and get through this and do what we're supposed to do, that we will get through it. But obviously, you know, you will get people out there who just kind of ignore everything that they're supposed to do. And you know, these are the people that are going to impact, and the virus is going to be around longer. But I suppose for the majority of people, they have been sensible, and hopefully in time to come, hopefully that will be the way, and that we will get out of this sooner than later.
Many people are wondering if life will ever return to normal.
Oh, it's going to take, I think, a long, long time now before we do whatever normality was before even this started, to be quite honest about it. But yeah, I think it's going to take a while. As I said, if people are sensible about things, if we're all sensible about things and do what we're supposed to do, in time, we will get back to life the way it was. But I think maybe that life the way it was, it could be a thing of the past as well. And I think that we're starting a new life now, and what that'll be, well, we just have to see what way things go. But yeah, it will, so sometime, but who knows when. Until they get some sort of a cure for this, a vaccination or something that can knock this back a bit, I suppose you're always going to be, you know, wary about meeting up with people and who they are, and, you know, going to places, you know. So I suppose really until they get this vaccine and it starts, you know, impacting on this, I suppose you'll always have this worry or fear in the back of your mind. Anybody with a disability, like, obviously, if I can say the word, we're different, if not different to everyone else. We have a disability, so that means that we're not the same as other people. And to realise that and to understand it and, you know, make sure that you do the right thing, whether it be a person in a wheelchair, whether it be a person with a semi-frame, what person with walking sticks or something like that, whether a person visually impaired with a guide dog, or maybe he might be with someone else, just to understand their disability, and, you know, just to sidestep them, you know, make sure you get out of the way so they can just get on with their life, really, and, you know, go past you. It's not that hard of a thing to sidestep a person or step off the footpath. Obviously, they can't do it. You can. You can see in front of them. You know what's coming towards you. So it can't be that hard to do something like that.
This is a Community Radio Youghal production made with the support of CCAD under Goal 1 of the CCAP 2020 programme.